This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, do not have love for perishable bodies, but have love for the imperishable Father, and you will become liberated from crying. Question: what is unrighteous love, and what are its consequences? Answer: to have attachment to perishable bodies is to have unrighteous love. Those who have attachment to perishable things cry. There is crying because of body consciousness. In the Golden Age, all are soul conscious, and there is therefore no question of crying. Those who cry end up losing everything. The imperishable children of the imperishable Father now receive those teachings. Become soul conscious, and you will be liberated from crying. Om Shanti. Only you children know that souls are imperishable, and that the Father is also imperishable. So whom should you love? Imperishable souls. It is only imperishable ones that should be loved. One should not love perishable bodies. The whole world is perishable. Everything is perishable. This body is also perishable, whereas the soul is imperishable. Love for a soul is imperishable. A soul never dies. This is said to be righteous. The Father says you have become unrighteous. In fact, imperishable ones should have love for the imperishable one. You have love for perishable bodies, and this is why you end up crying. You don't have love for imperishable souls. Because of having love for the perishable, you have to cry. You now consider yourselves to be imperishable souls, and so there is no question of crying, because you are soul conscious. So the Father is now making you children soul conscious. By being body conscious, you end up crying. You cry over perishable bodies. You understand that souls never die. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. So, you are imperishable souls, imperishable children of the imperishable Father. You don't need to cry. A soul sheds a body and goes and plays another part. This is a play. Why do you have attachment to a body? Break your intellect's yoga away from your body and all its relationships, and consider yourself to be an imperishable soul. Souls never die. It is also remembered those who cry lose out. By becoming soul conscious, you will become worthy. So the Father comes and makes you soul conscious from body conscious. He says, how is it that you have forgotten everything? You have had to cry for birth after birth. You are now being given teachings to become soul conscious once again. Then you will never cry. This is a world of tears, whereas that is a world of laughter. This is a world of sorrow, whereas that is a world of happiness. The Father gives you teachings in a very nice way. The imperishable children of the imperishable Father are receiving teachings. Those people are body conscious, and they give teachings while only looking at bodies. People cry when they remember a body. They even see that the body has been destroyed, and so what would be the benefit in remembering it? Would you remember ashes? the imperishable thing, the soul, went and took another body. You children know that those who perform good actions also receive good bodies. Some receive badly diseased bodies. That too is according to their karma. It isn't that if they have performed good actions they go up above. No. No one can go up above. Those who have performed good actions would be called good, and they would receive a good birth. But they still have to come down. You know how we ascend. Although someone might become a Mahatma, a great soul, by performing good actions, his degrees would still continue to decrease. The Father says, even so, they remember God and perform good actions, so I give them temporary happiness. Nevertheless, they still have to come down the ladder. Perhaps they have a good name, but people here can't even distinguish between good and bad actions. Those who have occult powers are given so much regard. People go crazy chasing after them. All of that is ignorance. For example, someone makes donations and performs charity indirectly, or builds a dharamshala or a hospital, so he would surely receive the return of that in his next birth. They also remember the Father, and even though they insult others, they still take the name of God. However, because of being ignorant, they don't know anything. They remember God and worship Rudra. They consider Rudra to be God. They create a sacrificial fire to Rudra. They worship Shiva or Rudra. The Father says, they worship me, but look at what they create and what they all do out of senselessness. There are as many gurus for human beings as there are human beings. When new leaves and branches emerge on a tree, they look so beautiful. Because of being satoguni, they are praised. The Father says, this is a world of those who have love for perishable things. Some have so much love that it is as though they go crazy out of attachment. Even important businessmen go crazy out of attachment. Because women don't have this knowledge, when they become widows, they cry so much in remembrance of those perishable bodies. You now consider yourselves to be souls, and you look at others as souls, and so there isn't the slightest sorrow. A study said to be a source of income. There is also an aim and objective in studying. However, that is for one birth. They receive a salary from the government. They study and then do business. Only then do they receive money. Here, this is something new. How do you fill your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge? The soul understands that Baba is giving us the imperishable treasure of this knowledge. God is teaching you, and so he would surely make you into gods and goddesses. However, it is in fact wrong to consider Lakshmi and Narayan to be a god and goddess. You children now know that when we become body conscious, our intellects become so degraded that it is as though our intellects become like animal intellects. They take care of animals so well. The service of human beings is nothing at all. Racehorses are looked after so well. Look at the condition of people here. They look after dogs with so much love, they even let them lick them. They even let animals go to sleep with them. Look what the condition of the world has become. This business does not exist there in the Golden Age. So the father says, children, Maya, Ravan has made you unrighteous. This is the unrighteous kingdom. People are unrighteous, and so the whole world becomes unrighteous. Look how much difference there is between the righteous world and this unrighteous world. Look at the condition of the Iron Age. I am establishing heaven. So Maya also shows you her heaven. She tempts you. There is so much artificial wealth. They believe they are sitting in heaven here. There aren't such tall buildings of 100 stories in heaven. Look how they decorate the buildings. There aren't even 2-story buildings there. There are very few people there. What would you do with so much land? Here, people fight and quarrel over so much land. There, all the land belongs to you. There is the difference of day and night. Those are worldly fathers, and this one is the Parlokic father. What does the Parlokic father not give you, children? You have been performing devotion for half a cycle. The father tells you clearly, you don't receive liberation by doing that. That is, you cannot meet me through that. You meet me in the land of liberation. I reside in the land of liberation, and you too reside in the land of liberation. You then go to heaven from there. I am not there in heaven. This too is in the drama. It will then repeat identically. You will then forget this knowledge. It will disappear. How could there be this knowledge of the Gita until the confluence age comes? All the scriptures, etc., that exist are the scriptures of the path of devotion. You are now listening to this knowledge. I am the sea, the ocean of knowledge. I don't allow you to do anything, not even to fall at my feet. Whose feet would you fall at? Shiv Baba doesn't have feet. That would be falling at the feet of Brahma. I am your slave. He is said to be incorporeal and egoless. However, it is only when he comes here to act that he is said to be egoless. The father gives you a lot of this knowledge. This is the donation of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. It is then up to you as to how much you take. Continue to take the imperishable jewels of knowledge and then donate them to others. It is said of these jewels, each jewel is worth hundreds of thousands. It is only the one father who gives you multi-millions at every step. You have to pay a lot of attention to doing service. Your steps are of the pilgrimage of remembrance. You become immortal through that. There is no fear of dying. You shed a body and take another. You have heard the story of the king who conquered attachment. The father sits here and explains to you. The father is now making you become like that. This refers to the present time. People celebrate the Raksha Bandhan festival. That is a symbol of what time? When did God say become pure? What do people know of when the old world exists and when the new world exists? No one knows that. They definitely say that it is now the Iron Age. They say it was the Golden Age, but that it is not that now. They also believe in rebirth. They speak of 8.4 million births, and so that definitely means rebirth. everyone remembers the incorporeal Father. He is the Father of all souls. He alone comes and explains to you. There are many physical fathers. Even animals are fathers of their children. You would not say of that one that he is the father of animals. In the Golden Age there is no rubbish. As are human beings, so is their furniture. There even birds, etc., are first class and beautiful. Everything there is very good. The fruit there is so sweet and large. Where does all of that go? The sweetness is removed and there is bitterness instead. When you become third class, everything else also becomes third class. The Golden Age is first class, so everything you receive there is first class. In the Iron Age, everything is third class. Everything goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. There is no pleasure here. Souls are Tamo Pritan, and so the bodies too are Tamo Pritan. You children now have this knowledge. There is the difference of day and night between that time and the present. The Father is making you so elevated. The more you remember him, the more you will receive both health and wealth. What else do you need? If you don't have either of the two, there won't be happiness. For instance, if you have health but no wealth, of what use is that? It is remembered if you have money, go and tour around. Children understand that Barrett was the golden sparrow. Where is the gold now? Gold, silver and copper have gone, and now there is nothing but paper. Where would you get money from if the paper were to flow away in the water? Gold is very heavy. It would remain where it is. Even fire cannot burn gold. So here everything causes sorrow. None of these things exist there. There is limitless sorrow here at this time. The Father comes when there is limitless sorrow. Tomorrow there will be limitless happiness. Baba comes and teaches you every cycle. This is not anything new. You should remain happy. You have nothing but happiness. This is the state of the final period. Ask the gopes and gopis about supersensuous joy. At the end, you will understand everything very well. Only the Father tells you what real peace is. You claim the inheritance of peace from the Father. Everyone remembers him. The Father is the ocean of peace. The Father explains who can go to him. Such and such a religion comes at such and such a time. They cannot go to heaven. Many sages and holy men have now emerged, so they are praised. Since they are pure, they would definitely be praised. They have just newly come down. Older ones cannot be praised as much. They have experienced happiness and become Tamo Pritan. So many different types of gurus continue to emerge. No one knows this unlimited tree. The Father explains, there is as much expansion of devotion as the spread of a tree, whereas this knowledge, the seed, is so small. Devotion takes half a cycle, whereas this knowledge is just for this one final birth. You receive this knowledge and become the masters for half a cycle. Devotion ends and it becomes the day. You are now becoming cheerful for all time. This is called the imperishable lottery from God. You have to make effort for this. There is so much difference between this godly lottery and a devilish lottery. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You earn multi-millions in every step of remembrance. It is by doing this that you attain an immortal status. Donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that you receive from the Father. 2. Be soul conscious and experience limitless happiness. Remove your attachment from bodies and remain constantly cheerful. Become a conqueror of attachment. Blessing. May you be a special soul and constantly stay in spiritual pleasure by considering every moment to be your final moment. The confluence age is the age to stay in spiritual pleasure, and so you must continue to experience spiritual pleasure at every moment. Never become confused about any situation or any test, because this is the time of untimely death. If instead of being in pleasure, you become confused for even a short time, and that happens to be your final moment, what would then be your final moment? This is why you are taught the lesson of being ever ready. Any second can be deceptive, and so you must consider yourself to be a special soul and create every thought, speak every word, and perform every act while constantly staying in spiritual pleasure. Slogan. In order to become unshakable, finish anything wasteful or impure. Om Shanti.